what's happening today in Haiti, the economic embargo, is the result of a series of historical antecedents that cannot be taken out of the equation if we are to really look at what the circumstances are. In addition to that, I think it's important to understand, as Professor Chomsky has also said repeatedly in his writings, that democracy is a process. And the outcome of democracy requires a series of fundamental conditions, namely that the sovereignty of the people has to be respected, the agency of people in making certain choices about the kind of governance that they have, how that governance will be applied, and who they will answer to has to be part of their agency and has to be part of their choice. I think on the eve of our bicentennial independence, the question for me is, what does it mean that today we are under economic embargo? What does it mean that everybody calls us the poorest country in the hemisphere, and a lot of people have contentions about that. I would rather say we are the most impoverished country in the hemisphere, because it has happened systematically with very deliberate, intentional policies that have led to the impoverishment of Haiti. One of the things that's very topical today, people talk about reparation. Well, not only were we the first country to be under embargo when we became independent, which that too was a process, but the embargo allowed the U.S. and its allies not to recognize our sovereignty for about 60 years. And yet, during that time, selectively, there were trade agreements that benefited the countries of the North while beginning what we see today as the most impoverished nation in the hemisphere. A lot of prerequisites have been put on why we haven't gotten the $500 million in loans and grants that were approved. A lot of it has been relegated to allegedly problems with elections. Well, I think the other oldest republic in the Americas also understands what it means to have problems with elections. The other issue that's been put forward is that our cabinet was not pluralistic enough, and in the name of democracy and in the name of diversity in our cabinet, it was important to change certain senators. Every time they came up with a different prerequisite, which we fulfilled as a sovereign state, something else came up. So I've thought about this a great deal, and I thought, you know, this is becoming like a kaleidoscope of democracy, and the colors are changing, the shapes are changing, the demands are changing, and we're not getting a fixed picture from the powers of the North as to what it is that they want in order to release the funds which are hampering any humanitarian endeavors, any humanitarian initiatives, and any real fundamental systems and building blocks for the democracy that we fought for from the very beginning. 2004 is just around the corner, and our struggle for democracy began way back 200 years ago. And we have had a fixed picture about what democracy means. We still have a fixed picture. The people of Haiti have spoken. We have heeded the prerequisites of the changing shapes, of the changing demands. And now, in the name of democracy, with big D, in the name of humanitarian concerns, which seems to be the epithet for everything that's being done today in the world, we demand the release of these funds.
Thank you.